back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Check out our website, everybody. Spent a lot of time on it, a lot of money on it, and we did our job. Now it's up to you to go check it out. TimConwayJr.com, T-I-M-C-O-N-W-A-Y. The Jr. is abbreviated, J-R. TimConwayJr.com. It's a great website. A lot of information there, and that's what people go there for, information. I can't believe the deals that are out there now when it comes to television sets. Have you seen some of these deals? It's unbelievable.
Oh, now is the best time to buy an HD TV.
Jesus Christ. I was at Walmart the other day, and you can pick up these, you know, LCD, these flat screens for next to nothing. There's a deal going on right now at Costco, and I don't think there are clients, so it's not like we're, you know, plugging away here. But there's a 32-inch LCD HD TV, 32-inch LCD HD TV for $379. That's a great f***ing deal! Whoa. And I think it's after like a $50 rebate or something, but it's a Pro Scan 32-inch for $379. I just got an email from Costco. I'm on their email list. How about that for bragging? So it's unbelievable. I don't know. Never heard of a Pro Scan, but it's got to be, you know, at least it lasted a couple. Even if it lasted 2 months, still at $400, sounds like a deal. All right, folks, it is open phones. We do it every single Friday here on 97.1 FM Talk between 10 and 11 o'clock. So if you didn't get in this week, perhaps you want to chime in on something. Maybe you just wanted to call up and say, hey, the show sucks, the station sucks, station's great, Gina's hot, Randy's fat, whatever you want to lay on us. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You know, I hate to say that because I know you're losing weight, and it does look like you are, and I think you're doing an excellent kick-ass job.
I'm not losing weight. You keep saying this. I'm just wearing my shirts open because they look bad when they're closed now.
But doesn't it make you feel better when I say you're losing weight?
No, because it's not true.
Okay. All right, then I guess the charade will end, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no more compliments. All right, totally open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710, and nobody does it better. Nobody does it better than BW himself, Brian David Whitman, man.
All right, gang. It's Friday night, man, and it's time to finish up the week, man. You believe that? Another week, man. Time to totally open up those phones, man. 520-9710. Or 888-520-9710. Anything you want to talk about? Anything we talked about? Anything you think we should have talked about, man? Get on the line now, man. Now do all the other episodes here, man.
All right. If you missed any of the show this week, here are some highlights that you are sure to enjoy.
For the environment, I pledge to flush only after a deuce, never a single.
Whoa.
Wow.
Mr. Jason Bateman, everybody.
Who wants to go to his house? Not me.
I thought that'd be the one guy you would really respect.
No. Oh. I mean, Malibu Dan used to do that. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it
mellow.
If it's mellow or something like that. And you know what? I just think those guys are pigs.
Wow.
Because especially if somebody has a decent asparagus habit in the house.
Yeah, that can be bad, too.
Yeah. A friend of mine smokes Kools, and we were at the racetrack last week. And I said, you got a cigarette on you? I left mine in the car. And he said, I got the Kools. And I go, well, you have anything else on you? He goes, yeah, I got about 18 different versions, 17 of them I don't smoke. I just came around for other people. What would you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white guys who smoke Kools, by the way, just do it so no one bumps cigarettes off. I don't know what the black guy's story is, but anytime you see a white guy smoking a Kool, that's so his buddy won't bother him. You got a bum a smoke? Oh, menthol? Okay, forget it. Cool.
Is that Brad Pitt in there?
Yeah.
Hope he wins.
Do you?
Yeah. I like Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
I was at a party with Brad Pitt. Did I ever tell you that?
Oh, please tell us. Yeah. You dropped something. Wow.
Got a couple names here. Chris and Whittier, you're on the air.
We're having shrimp poop. I win. Come on.
Get out of here, dude.
You're stupid.
We're having shrimp poop. You said their mom passed away, and they cremated her, and the fire burned out of control for 2 days?
Burned down the funeral parlor.
I will see you all in hell.
Tim's got a front row seat.
The crematorium burned down.
Technically, I steam maced myself. I wanted to spray it to make sure it worked, so right. I didn't want to spray it in my room, which is my apartment, so I went in my bathroom and sprayed it into the bathtub. But it left a little bit of a stain. I was like, oh, I got to get rid of that. So I just turned the water all the way up. Didn't realize it was the hot water. All of a sudden, my throat closes shut. My eyeballs are spring-loaded out of my head. Can't breathe. And so I steam maced myself.
L.A. is like a chick who used to be hot, but she's lost her look. She's sunblasted. Her boobs are saggy, but she still has all the attitude of the hot chick. Tons of attitude, but nothing. You don't want to see her naked anymore. Right. That's really what L.A. is.
Los Angeles has become Joy Behar.
That's right.
You know, used to be funny, used to be attractive, and now it's over. There you go. Sure, Joy's thrilled with that. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Mark and Valencia, we'll start off with you. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, come on. You got to stop using the Lord's name in vain.
Jesus Christ.
Like that?
Jesus Christ, you say it, and it's crazy.
Well, you know what? It's sort of become a habit of mine. So I think it's easier for you to stop listening than to me stop using it.
No,
unfortunately.
Because, listen, I don't think
I could stop using it.
You have to. I mean, it's not only do you use it, you have those sound bites that have
Jesus Christ,
like that one.
Yeah, it's, come on. I mean, you must have some conscience when you use it. If you don't, then something's wrong.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go to hell for it.
Well, listen, first of all, Jesus Christ died for your sins. You're not supposed to use his name in vain. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Tommy does it, too.
Oh, wow.
Whole station does it. I think Adam Carolla does it as well.
I know, and it's blasphemy. It's crazy, and you guys just spit it out like you're saying, you know, whatever you said in the 70s. What'd you say?
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the East Coast, Boston area.
Yeah, but you picked a bad. I mean, if you want to stop hearing that, I think you got to move to a small town.
Okay.
Well, you know? How about if I pay for you to move to Akron, Ohio?
Okay, you know what? Listen, I'll leave the screener with my account number, right? And I'm going to need a little extra.
What do you do for a living?
A lot of things. I'm actually a private investigator.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Private investigator, man. It's a decent job.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm fortunate to work for a pretty established company, so.
So you're not one of those guys that, like, catches the wife cheating?
Well, we do some of that stuff, too. I actually work for, you know, I used to do surveillance for years,
right.
Years back, and I did a lot of that.
Hey, when a chick hires you and says, I think my husband's cheating, what percentage of the time is he cheating?
100% of the time.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's obviously been going on for a long time. They just get up the nerve to, you know, pay someone to do it.
Right.
And it's stupid when they can just do it themselves. But, you know, they pay $100 an hour for me to sit there and, you know, watch the guy in a hot tub with his girl mistress. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
But it's fun. You sneak in the bushes and you find, you know, it's like your own little, I don't know.
Is the new chick hotter, usually hotter than the wife who hired you?
Oh, usually these people who call are, you know, it depends. Some are, they look just like the fat wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
oh, man. And how often are you hired by a guy to see if the wife's cheating?
And it's rare. It's always the woman who's frantic, and she's so desperate to find this guy with another woman. And
Have you ever been hired by a dude to see if the other dude is cheating?
That's You know what? Well, since all this new stuff going on with this, all you liberals out there are all getting married, all you gay marriage stuff.
Wait a minute. Liberals? Obviously, you've been listening to the show for about 10 minutes.
No.
All right. Buddy, we're losing you, but we appreciate the call, and I will try, as a New Year's resolution, to limit the times I use JC.
Jesus Christ.
Ernie, please.
Jesus Christ.
Sophia, please. Guy's going to be in my bushes tonight with a camera.
Jesus Christ.
Tommy, please. This whole station. Oh, heathens who work here. All right, let's talk to Michael in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, Jesus Christ.
Oh, please, you people.
I'm sorry. No,
now I'm with Mark in Valencia. How dare you?
No, I didn't. I never met the guy. I like it. I don't know if he's saying Michael Springer. I have no idea.
Okay.
Anyway, man. I called about the thing about moving in separate rooms.
Right.
I've been married with this girl for 15 years. And my daughter moved out. My 19-year-old moved out. And my wife took the other room.
Good.
Yeah, I guess so. It's good. But, I'm 50 years old, and I looked at Ricky and Lucy sleeping in separate beds, and I hated it.
Right.
So she's now in the other room. And now my daughter's moved back. My wife's out of the room, so I got one bedroom. My wife's got the other bedroom, and my daughter's sleeping in the living room.
Oh, wait. So your daughter's got to be pissed that mom took her room.
Daughter is pissed.
Right.
She is pissed. She's hating life.
Whose idea was it to separate rooms? Hers?
My wife.
Wow.
My wife. So here's the deal. Okay, here. I'm going to give you my daughter. I'm going to give you my bedroom, and I moved out. So I moved out like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
It's a trip, huh?
I guess you're either very giving or you pulled a fast one on the wife.
No, I'm very giving. I went to Hollywood High. I know I'm a native Californian like you.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, native Californian, dropped out of high school in Hollywood High in 1976, decided to go on the road and tour the world in the music industry.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got kind of it's an interesting marriage, but I think I'm going to go visit my wife right now, but I really want to go see my three dogs.
How often do you see the wife?
Let's see, I saw her last weekend.
But you're not divorced, you just live in separate homes.
Yes, separate homes. Yeah, I live closer to where I'm working. I live in Santa Fe Springs now.
Dude, I tell you, man, you guys have the biggest balls. You guys have put it together.
Well, I mean, she's got bigger balls than I do. She, you know, who wears the pants in the family? My dress is in the cleaners, you know?
And you're still sending her money and your daughter money as well.
Oh, of course, and the ex.
Oh, boy.
That's all good, man. All whatever. Man. You know, life is too short to be miserable.
That's exactly right, dude.
It's true, man.
It's my grandmother told me that.
I'm telling you, my mom told me that. She's like, you know, be happy. If I got 50 cents, here's a quarter for you. So that's the way I live my life. I'm very happy. And other than I'm not very happy about not sleeping in the room with my wife.
Right.
I don't think it's right. But it's the snoring thing she keeps telling me.
Yeah. I'm with you. I saw the ear, nose, and throat doctor about it today, and he said, you know, I had a sleep apnea test, and it's not that, so there's not much I can do about it.
Well, hey, if I'm on a bus with 12 guys for, 3 months, nobody's got a problem with me.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just my wife.
Yeah. All right, man. Back on the bus.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Take care of yourself. There he goes. Another unconventional lifestyle. Guy lives in a separate home from his wife and his kid. Look at that. Sounds like he's enjoying himself, though. You hear the tone in his voice?
Happy.
Sounded upbeat. Let's talk to a Mario in West Covina. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing?
Hey, Mario.
What's going on over there,
man?
Everybody having a good time?
Yeah, it's Friday night in Los Angeles. How do you beat that?
Yeah, man, it's the best day of my life.
What do you got?
Hey, I'm just wondering, everybody makes a lot of talk about, the Middle East and stuff. I want to know, how do you think that Barack Obama is going to handle all the situations that are happening down in South America right now? I mean, everybody talks about the Middle East, but there's a spread of fascism and communism going on right in America's backyard.
Yeah, I agree with you. And a lot of that crap used to be happening just in Central America, and now it's in South America, Venezuela. And I don't know, I think it's going to, I think the people in Venezuela are going to do something about it before Barack.
That's where I'm from. I'm from Venezuela, and, I got family living there. My personal theory is, if you're stupid enough to stay there and live through it, then you deserve what you get. I got a lot of family who moved out of the country because of it.
Were you born and raised in Venezuela?
I lived there till I was about 5 years old.
Is that right? Do you remember it at all?
I'm 19.
Do you remember living there, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Venezuela is a great country, or it used to be a great country to raise your kids. It's not very safe anymore.
Right.
Matter of fact, I got a family member that right now is being kidnapped, held for ransom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And how much is gas there? It's like a dime a gallon, right?
No, gas, with $3, you fill up your tank.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they could be making so much money off the gas, and they got it all.
It's one of the reasons to move there. It's 20 cents a gallon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They go by liters over there, so, I mean...
Yeah, no, it's got to be, devastating to you, though. I mean, I know you have a sense of humor about it, but even when you start to have family members kidnapped, you got to be thinking about that when you're going to bed.
Yeah, I know. That's why I haven't been there in about 4 years. I used to go down every other year, and it's been 4 years since I've been able to go because my parents are like, no, you're going to get kidnapped. We don't want you to go.
Aren't the chicks really hot?
Oh, extremely. That's the thing about Venezuela, man. It's black or white. Either they're really hot or they're really ugly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the bad thing about Ireland, and I'm Irish, is that they're all not so great, man.
No, well, it's too cold over there.
I don't know what's going on.
They got to stay as hairy as possible. They got to keep the fur on, right?
I think all the hot Irish chicks went to the United States. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, Mario.
Oh, man,
all right, there he goes, everybody. Let's talk to, George and Ventura? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Babu. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey. You know what? I had a certain situation. Remember you were talking about your bank called you up and said, hey, you, for a fee, we will help protect your security and whatever. Remember?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I had Wells Fargo call me up just a couple of days ago and offered me $12 a month to secure my, you believe that?
Wait, secure your what?
Well, secure my my bank and my...
Your credit cards?
Credit cards and all that. It's like, what? Just like you said, well, that's your job, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? But I was called up by my bank to secure just my bank account. And I said, that's your job. But if they're going to protect all your credit cards, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, but it was the same thing, you know, because I thought about you when all of a sudden when they tell me, call me up, it's like, what? You got to be kidding. Isn't that your job, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's anyway. Like, yeah, the reason why I put the money in there is because I thought it was more secure than my house.
Right, exactly. Yeah, or
it's
a
your
stock
job,
or
yeah.
Something, you know, or a shoe or something.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, buddy, thanks for calling, George. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Pendar in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's his name again?
Pendar, I believe, right?
You got it.
Pendar.
How you doing?
All right. You got a joke for us?
Yes. What's the difference between Jesus Christ and Jesus' picture?
I don't know.
It only takes one nail to hang the picture.
Oh. Randy, please. Randy, please. I bet Mark in Valencia is driving off the freeway right now.
Jesus Christ! It's Chris. What now?
That's the ticket, huh?
That's the ticket! John Lovitz!
Is that John Lovitz?
John Lovitz! That's the ticket! That's the ticket!
You guys stop smoking weed before you get to work.
Jesus!
Tim, if I'm not mistaken, that's a Velvet Purple Kush laugh.
That's the ticket.
That's the ticket! He laughs at the ticket!
You pass out in there. All right, gang. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John and Pacoima, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
Hey, dude, look at you.
Look at you. Hey, I just want to know whatever happened to Jerry Wachowski.
Jerry Wachowski, we saw him last week or week ago? Was it last week? Yeah, last week at the Commerce Casino. And I don't know what he's doing for a living now, but he's certainly, you know.
No, still... but I never found out about him leaving the show. I guess I missed that week.
Yeah, he's been gone for 6 months?
Six months or so.
He was finally fired for being lazy?
No, dude.
I'm running the show!
Hey, Jerry, please! Guy's trying to have a conversation
hey,
with
Babu,
me.
Hey, Babu, I gotta say is I'm stoned, and we had a good show today, and I laughed all the way through it.
How stoned are you?
Look at you.
Look at you, man.
Look at you. All right. I'm so stoned, all I can say is look at you.
Hey, now, when you're that stoned and Randy laughs that hard, does that get you crazy?
No, I like the Jerry's old laugh. Remember his laugh when he would hear a bad story, he would just start laughing?
Oh, yeah.
You should play that. You should play that for me,
please. We'll look for that, dude.
All right, look at you.
There you go. All right, play that again. That's funny. That's great. All right, folks, look at this. Is that really her on line one?
It's really her.
Hey, our old screener and good friend of ours, ladies and gentlemen, Shauna Woolsey. How are you, baby?
Jimmy.
Hey, Woolies.
How's it going, buddy?
What have you been up to, baby?
Oh, nothing. You know, I just called because I needed some advice.
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm the guy.
Are you ready for this?
Here we go.
Okay, so I broke up with that liar, loser ex-boyfriend, right? About a month ago.
The guy that urinated on your crap?
No, that was Johnny Vegas. Ah. No, which, as it turns out, he wants me back, but I'm not interested.
Wow.
So, no, that was Alex the liar. He's a total big liar. He's out of control. So what I did was I decided to join a dating website. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. You broke up with the guy who lied and said he had, like, brothers and sisters.
Yes. That's it.
Right.
We only dated for a year, so it wasn't that bad.
Good for you. So you joined a dating service.
Joined a dating service online, and am leaving on Thursday to go to Scotland for 2 weeks to meet a guy that I met online.
Jesus Christ.
You never learn, do you?
I don't think so, Timmy. Dude, I don't know what to do. I'm, like, really nervous. I don't know if it's going to work out.
Well, how long have you been in contact with this young man?
About a month and a half.
All right. Can we, off the air, get his phone number and call him on the air?
He doesn't have a... I don't know what his phone number is.
Oh, he just knows email address.
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
But you just have an email address on.
Right. I talked to him online.
Okay.
We do video chats. He lives in Scotland.
Have you sent a picture of yourself?
Of course I have.
And he sent one of him.
Right. I have lots of pictures.
Nude pictures?
Yes, Timmy. Let's be real. It's an online relationship.
All right. So you've sent him naked photos?
Kind of, yeah.
Right. I love when you used to talk about... your relationship with Johnny Vegas, and you used to tell Whitman that you never had sex before, and like 6 months into it, you're like, of course we've had sex, you idiot.
It was none of his business. None of his business. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so what you see in this guy?
I'm going to see him on Thursday.
And what do you see in him?
Oh, what do I see him? Well, he's handsome. He's got a nice accent. And he was born in Liverpool, which is birthplace of the Beatles.
Yeah.
And he's cute and he's smart. And he's got a computing degree. So that's exciting.
Wow.
And he wants to move to the States, Timmy.
Yeah, you could move him out here.
Like, it could. It could happen.
Is he paying for your trip?
No, I'm paying for it.
Oh, Shauna. You never learn, baby.
Timmy, are you ready for this? Not only am I paying for my trip, I'm paying for him to fly to London to meet me in London, and then paying for our trip back to Dundee, which is where he lives.
Jesus Christ. Where'd you get all that money?
I work like three jobs.
Did you sue somebody?
No, as a matter of fact. I'm just working all the time.
Good for you. You sound great. You sound like you're in love.
Well, I am, Timmy. I just don't, you know, I'm a little nervous because I'm going 5,000 miles to meet someone in person that I've never met before.
Right. Well, I think you're going to have a great time.
Oh, you think so, Timmy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And I recommend you go because you will always think about it.
Well, that's true. I always wonder what if, right?
That's exactly right.
But, okay, do you think he's probably going to kill me? Or chop me up into little parts?
Well, I mean, there's that possibility. But Why do you care?
Well, you know, I might die over it. Let's be real to me.
And do you know anybody who knows him?
No. I met him on a dating site.
Okay. But you don't know anybody who knows him? You don't know his family or anything?
I have no idea. No, I don't know anything about him.
Jesus Christ.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. So we have a really good... He changed his relationship status on Facebook, which means that it's getting pretty serious.
To what? From what to what?
From single to in a relationship with Shauna Woolsey.
Jesus.
I know. He took the step.
You're on fire.
I am.
Where, do you have a website?
No, I don't have a website.
What about your MySpace?
MySpace. I have a MySpace.
Check it out. No. What is it?
It's myspace.com/IHateTheBeatles.
This is a joke. Hate the Beatles.
With an A, the Beatles. T-H-A.
Oh, T-H-A.
I know, Timmy.
All right, I'm going to check you out. All right, well, when are you leaving on Thursday?
I'm leaving on Thursday.
All right, hold on one sec. We got some people here who want to chat with you.
All right.
Anthony and Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk with our old screener, Shauna Woolsey.
Oh, man. She's driving me crazy. I can't believe she doesn't know what to do. If she didn't kill that one guy that peed all over her underwear, I don't know what's going on. That drove me crazy the night that you guys were doing that. I was just like, wow, what is going on here?
It's true, though.
That's funny that she called in tonight.
Yeah,
I got another question for you, too. What was going on last night when I don't understand why you guys are bringing in, like, that Jamie White lady when you got Gina there?
Yeah, Gina thought the same thing.
I don't understand that.
Princess doesn't like that.
I'd listen to Gina all night long and be over that. That girl was crazy. She's driving me nuts all night long.
Don't listen to her anymore.
I know. I'm not going to.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, dude. All right. Well, it turns out that guy was right. You're nuts, Woolsey.
It looks like you still have the same great listeners.
Yeah. They're cool, man.
High quality, man.
Hey, will you call us from there?
If you want, I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, call us. We'll give you the toll-free number. Please call us.
I'll have calling cards.
Oh, you do?
And I have a BlackBerry Storm. It's a world phone, so
Jesus.
I'm pretty set.
All right. Well, please be safe out there, darling.
Oh, thanks, Timmy.
All right. We'll check you out on MySpace.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. There she goes. Shauna Woolsey, everybody. And, man, do I really miss her. She was really a sensational screener and just always so pleasant.
Tim.
What?
I screwed up 3 times last night. That's no reason to, you know, start canonizing Shauna.
The ladies last night, the caller last night wasn't Chammy, it was Tammy.
Tim. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm sure your precious Shauna made mistakes every once in a while.
You know, Tim, I remember when Shauna was our screener, she always spelled the callers' names right because she asked them how to spell their name.
And she was always smelled so nice and so pleasant, always laughing.
Oh, my God, I smell so good. I'm wearing refreshing mint.
Remember she would bake us cookies?
I don't bake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please. You know, the two of you can seriously go F yourselves.
Wow. A nut. All right, 520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Check out Shauna Woolsey's MySpace. I hate the Beatles. T-H-A. I hate the Beatles.com. That's myspace.com/I hate the Beatles. And anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And if you'd like to chime in here, you got about another half hour until the Sam Phillips Show tonight.
Sure.
Chris Leary. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All righty. Let's talk to Carlos in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, Timmy. How you doing tonight?
All right, man. What do you got going?
Oh, man. I just want to say, hey, I want to put in for a bit for Gina, man. She's a great co-host with you, man. You guys make a great team.
Yeah.
Every time she's on, I'm telling you, it's just some miracles happen.
Miracles.
Laugh my head off, man, every time you guys are on.
Well, we got to get her on more often then.
That's right. We get the other one off. Oh, man. I'm just like the other guy said, oh, get her off. I listened, but I had to turn it off. Sorry, but
which
that's
chick?
The way it goes. The one that was on the other night. The one that guy couldn't stand. What was her name
Shauna?
Again?
Shauna
yeah,
Wilson?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Like, oh, jeez.
Oh, you mean Jamie White?
Jamie White. There you go. White. That's her. Oh, yeah, get her off.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if we can put that together for you.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Bye.
There he goes. Look at that. Call from San Diego. We reach all the way down to San Diego at this hour, huh?
I think he might be doing a little streaming.
No, it's not like he was in his car, though. This station goes to San Diego at night?
Well, you can also stream in your car if you have an iPhone, Tim.
Ah.
Yes, Tim.
I forgot about the technology you kids have. All right, Chris in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I was kind of wondering what anybody has heard about Larry Sinclair and the President Barack Obama. I kind of stumbled across a website where this guy claims that he was intimately involved with Obama back in 99.
Yeah, I read some about that. Nothing ever happened to it.
Well, gay youth minister or something like that. And unfortunately, the guy wound up getting shot to death in his apartment in Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of ministers, a guy named Manning or something like that, who claims that this is something that's known of in Chicago.
Oh, man.
Kept it on the low.
I mean, yeah, I'm surprised that if that is, you know, true or those rumors are going around, why nobody else is, you know, not a lot of people are talking about it.
I think people don't want to really believe it, and, well, hopefully it's not right. But, I mean, you know, without kind of investigating the whole thing, you're kind of like left kind of hanging. I mean, is it kind of true or not? And one thing is,
can you imagine that pressure with this economy? And, you know, the war going on in Afghanistan and Iraq, unemployment, then he's got to deal with those rumors as well? The guy's going to go apes.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're rumors, they need to be kind of dealt with and dismissed. I mean, it kind of bugs you because you're thinking, well, what if there is some truth to it? I mean, you never see any pictures with Obama and anybody in high school, like at a prom date or anything else. It's kind of like, well, is this guy really legit or does he have, like, a dark side? You know, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of those rumors have come out, you know, about actors and athletes and stuff like that. And, you know, not a lot of them have really been proven to be true. But also, I mean, it is odd that in 2009, that you still have to take the, you know, the gay stink off you if you want to do anything. You run for politics or be an actor or whatever. You know, so what? Maybe, you know, guy got buzzed one night and hit the stick.
Fantastic.
Does that change who he is? I'm asking you.
Only on the inside, Tim.
Hey-o! Jay and Hawthorne, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I wanted to, it was two things. Well, first thing I wanted to ask you, the Jesus Christ, who, where's that from? Where does that come from? Who
says
that?
Jesus Christ.
It's a guy named Ernie Anderson. He's not with us anymore. But
what's his name again?
Ernie Anderson. He used to be the voiceover guy in Los Angeles for about 25, 30 years. He was the guy. And he did a lot of voiceovers for ABC and Ford. You know, like, you know, remember that slogan? Have you driven a Ford lately?
That would just blow through it. Here we go.
And he came out from Cleveland with my dad back in the late 50s, early 60s. He was a good friend of my dad's. And they wanted to get into show business. They're doing a show back in Cleveland. And Ernie Anderson kicked ass and was really like the voiceover guy for about 25 years. In Los Angeles, maybe in 30, 40 years, man. That guy was the best.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I just got laid off last week. I got to tell you, when I was laid off, what flew through my mind? Him saying that.
Jesus Christ.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, it is the single best soundbite I think I've ever heard in my life because it sums it up. I mean, what he's saying is, what an a-hole, you know?
Yes.
And all just in two words.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the best. I wanted to ask you that. And then also I was going to tell you for the I Hate the Beatles chick.
Who's Shauna Woolsey. She was our old screener.
She's about to go to Europe. Somebody she met online.
Exactly.
Hey, I've done that before. And I already know what's going to happen when she gets there.
Disappointment?
Not only disappointment, it's probably about an 80% chance that... He won't even show up, you know. I've been there, done it.
Wait, you, where'd you fly? Where'd you go?
No, I didn't fly. I just, well, you know, I can't go to Europe. But I went to Northern California once.
For a chick?
Yeah, for a chick. Met online, beautiful, on the phone, sent me things, everything. Went up there, and she was a no-show, you know?
And how disappointed were you?
Well, I was very disappointed. I was so disappointed that I said what Ernie Anderson said before I heard him say it. But you know, I was lucky. I found some other action up there, and it worked out actually better.
But the Northern California chick was unbelievable, huh?
Well, the pictures were. I don't know what she really looked like, you know?
Yeah,
but
true.
That internet thing, you know, you got to be careful. Just tell her she's got to be careful.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. I'm glad it worked out for you, though, dude.
But thanks for that, Ernie Anderson.
You got it, man. We'll put it up on the website in the near future so you can download it and make it like a ringtone.
I'm going to get one more listener.
All right, thanks, Jay.
That's the best.
All right, yeah. There he goes, man. Jesus Christ. It is the best sound. I know Mark in Valencia drives you crazy, and I apologize up front, sir, but I can't imagine not using that and not saying it 50 times a day.
Jesus Christ.
I said it today at the mall when a lady at I was getting some, I don't know, Korean food or Japanese food at the mall, and she asked me something, and I said, what? And she said, and said it again. I couldn't understand her. And I said, oh, Jesus Christ.
I have no idea what she's saying.
And the guy behind me looked at me like he had heard that from somewhere before. You know, I bet he heard Ernie Anderson do that.
Jesus Left Christ. His ass
up. Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to a Doug in Covina. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, did you get your quarter horse I sent you?
The one that you named after Gina Grad?
No, it's a quarter horse.
A quarter horse. No.
I emailed it to you.
I didn't get it.
Oh, I just sent it about 2 minutes ago. Can you pull it up?
Yeah, I'll look. What's the quarter horse?
It's a quarter horse. You'll like it.
Let me take a look at it here.
Can you put him on your website?
Are you you running it?
Huh? No, just take a look at it.
You sent it to my personal website?
ConwayShow@gmail.com.
Oh, I don't get that. I don't look at that.
Ah.
Randy looks at that.
Can he send it to you? Or?
Yeah, they'll send it to me. But Gina loves that. She loves all the mail and email, and Randy looks at it. But so they handle all that stuff. But yeah, they'll definitely send it to me. What's the name of the horse?
It just says quarter horse on it.
Oh,
it doesn't have a name.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
All right, dude, I'll look at it.
All right.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. All right, anything you'd like to talk about here? We're wrapping up. We got about 15 minutes left. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget tomorrow, turn your radio on to KFWB at 5 p.m. because my friend Dave Harden and myself will be doing a radio show, 5 to 8 p.m. on KFWB, talking about mortgages and the interest rates you can get. And then 10 a.m. to noon on 97.1 FM Talk, doing the same thing with Dave Harden. And then Sunday, 9 p.m., myself and Svetlana. Yeah, from SvetlanaInternational.com. The chick with all the hot chicks. 9 p.m. Sunday. So I got a big weekend ahead of me. And I hope that you guys write that down in your schedule and you join us for one of those shows. Somebody's got to be listening to this. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. 9710. Gabriel and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, longtime fan, listener.
Thank
you. I'm putting together a fundraiser for a good friend of mine. It's a Harley run and classic car cruise. His daughter, 3 years old, was just diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was calling you to ask for your support and maybe possibly making a donation.
Sure. Where is it?
It's going to be at Pomona Valley Harley-Davidson on February 21st, and we will be having an after event at Original Mike's in Santa Ana. I do have a MySpace set up for it. It's called the Love for Lexi Run. Her name is Alexis Alcido.
Hold on 1 second. What is the MySpace?
The MySpace is LUV for Lexi, LEXI, Salcido, SAUCEDO.
SAL?
SAUCEDO.
All right, You know what? I think Gina just wrote that down. So we'll definitely do this. We'll talk about it, and maybe we can have you on the air before. You say it's February 28th?
February 21st.
February 21st. Saturday. All right, maybe we'll do this. We'll put you on hold here, and we'll definitely promote it, put you on the air here and talk about it, and hope to raise tons of money for this family.
I appreciate it, Tim.
That's too bad, man. 3 years old and has brain cancer, a brain tumor?
Yes, and it's pretty much non-operable.
God.
So we're trying to do whatever we can.
Oh, that's the worst, man. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, well, our prayers are with the kid's family and the young child. What is the... Alexi is the child's name?
Her name is Alexis Salcido. They call her Lexi. The actual fundraiser is called Love for Lexi. That's the name we got for her.
And how recently was she diagnosed? Just recently?
This has been a few months. She's currently going to start radiation at Kaiser in downtown, the Children's Hospital. But, I mean, they're pretty much... kind of, we're just praying for a miracle, what we're asking.
And are they, obviously, they're going to take good care of her down there. Have you gotten a second and a third opinion?
The family's gotten a second opinion, and all the doctors pretty much say, you know, it's in a part of the brain where it's non-operable. It's on the brainstem. It's actually called glioma of the brainstem.
And there's nothing they can do.
No, they're going to try radiation, and like I said, we're just hoping for a miracle that, you know, something will happen.
Is Lexi, I mean, is she conscious and aware of what's happening?
She's on steroids, and she's kind of really swollen. But, I mean, she's living, you know, she's surprising the doctors due to the fact that, you know, she hasn't had any seizures or anything like that. But she's just going about her life. She's eating a lot more because... She's, you know, on steroids, but, I mean, right. it's going to take a toll on her as she starts her radiation this week coming up.
Oh, that's the worst. I can't imagine how the family is handling this.
Yeah, it's hard on everybody. I mean, I got two girls of my own, and it broke my heart, you know, to find out that this happened.
Yeah, you know, I think especially when you do have kids, something like this really hits home.
Yeah, and it's really rough on the family, but we got a lot of support. I mean, this Harley run and cruise is going to be really, I mean, there's a lot of people that are involved. But yeah, I was just asking for, I listen to you every night. I'm a truck driver. Actually, I'm at work right now, but I listen to you every
night. Does the family have insurance?
They do, but as far as they going for second opinions and stuff, they have to pay out of their own pocket, and they're not wealthy enough to take time off, but they still have to work at the same time of trying to spend as much time with the daughter. So that's why we're trying to raise the money.
Well, please, you know, let me put you on hold, and if you could come in, maybe even with one of the family members.
Okay.
Or I even know if one of Lexi's wishes is to be on the air. Do you think she'd like to do that?
It's going to be hard to say because, like I said, next week she's going to start, she's going to be going through her radiation every day for 6 weeks, but,
well, maybe we can put her on the air over the phone or something.
Okay. Maybe, you know, the mom or dad.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
All right. And if, and please, you know, anything we can do, we'd be more than happy to help you out.
And on the MySpace, it has all the info on about the actual fundraiser and where people can donate to.
So all right, Gabriel, we're all praying for that kid.
I appreciate
family.
It, Jimmy.
And I hope that works. Let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second. And we're going to give out the website here, the MySpace, and we're going to give it out very slowly so you can write it down. So everyone, please grab a pen. It sounds like this 3-year-old's in a lot of trouble. And you're going to put it on the screen here? Okay. All right, here is the MySpace. And again, get a pen out and write this down, or if you're driving, you can, I guess, download this show. Maybe we'll put it up on our website. We could do that.
You can put up on our MySpace.
We'll put it up on MySpace, okay.
We'll make him a friend.
All right, let's do that. We'll put it up on our MySpace, it's myspace.com/Conway Show. And we'll put it up there. But if you want to go directly to the website, all right, you got a pen? Everybody ready for this? And again, this 3-year-old's in trouble. So if you'd like to help out, myspace.com /love, L-U-V, the number 4, Lexi, L-E-X-I, and Salcedo, which is spelled S-A-U-C-E-D-O. All right? MySpace.com/LUV, the number 4, LEXISAUCEDO. Timothy in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Yeah, I knew a baby named Tori Moreno, and she had a brainstem tumor, and she was treated by Dr. Brzezinski. I think he was in Texas, and she survived.
Is that right?
Yes. Hmm. And he treats with some kind of special treatment. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Let me put you... Hold on 1 second here.
Right.
Hey, Gina, can you put him on hold for a second? And see if we can go back. Hey, Gabriel, are you there?
Yes.
Timothy, that's Gabriel. Gabriel, Timothy.
Hi, Gabriel.
Hey, how's it going, Timothy?
Hi, how are you doing?
All right.
I'm kind of nervous.
That's right. Gabriel is the friend of the family. Who...
Okay, yeah, Gabriel. If you could Google Tori Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O, she might be on Google. And this was several years ago, and she survived. She had a brainstem tumor. And this Dr. Brzezinski is the guy that treated her, a doctor in Texas, I think it was. And maybe that can help you and your friends.
Okay, so Tori Moreno and then Google. Okay.
I don't know how to spell Brzezinski. I can't remember the spelling. It's B-R-Z-N-S-K-Y, I think it is.
Hey, Tim, can I give you Gabriel's number?
Sure,
or?
Okay. Sure.
All right, hold on 1 second, Gabriel. Let me give you...
Okay.
Tim, hold on 1 second as well.
Okay.
And, geez, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be great, too, if that kid could be saved just because, you know, somebody happened to be listening to radio who knows a little bit about brain surgery and cancer of the brain. It is, yeah, it's tough out there. I know it's a tough way to end Friday here, but listen, that three-year-old's in trouble. And if you'd like to help, go to myspace.com/LUV, the number 4, LEXISAUCEDO. The mom and dad have to continue to work to pay for this child's procedures. Can you imagine the pressure on them? So if you can help out, that'd be great. And we'll have more information for everybody. Stay tuned for Sam Phillips and Chris Leary. They are on next. And I'll see you tomorrow on KFWB at 5 p.m. That's News 980 tomorrow at 5 p.m. I'd like to thank Gina Grad and Randy Wang for doing an excellent job. I couldn't do this show without two of you.
You know, Tim, we couldn't do this show without you.
Well, I think that's sort of... I mean, that's like a known. I don't know if people know that. I don't think I could do it without you. I don't know you guys couldn't do it. I mean, that's
Tim, seriously, though, I think you're being modest.
That's
we
obvious.
Could not do this without you.
Well, but no S. I mean, please.
Without you, we're just doing...
Right, you're unemployed.
We're just running the board.
Right. But I'm saying you guys are pretty good at what you do as well. All right, is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. It's like when you go to Vegas, you know, and you leave the wife and kids at home, and you go to that bedroom around 2 a.m., got the TV on, you still eat the old food from room service about 8 hours ago. Socks come off, they hit the floor, just sitting there watching that pay-per-view, you know what I mean? And knocking one out of the park and then hitting the sheets. It can be better than that.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.